Once that you've decided on a killing, first you make a stone of your heart. And if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any for bloodshed. Just do it with a little more finesse. If you can slip a tablet into someone's coffin, then it avoids an awful lot of mess. Because it's murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC. It's murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC. Now if you have a taste for this experience, then you're flush with your very first success. Then you must try a twosome or a threesome. Just bothers you much less. Because murder is like anything you take to. It's a habit forming, need for more and more. You can pump up every member of your family. And anybody else you find a foe. Because it's murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy.
I love a murder mystery upon the radio. I love it, I love it, I really love it so. The heroine is yelling while the sponsor goes on selling.
Don't touch me, you brute!
Use delirium for your tube.
Sam shovels in the hovel, he must grovel for a clue. I love it, I love it, I rally, rally do.
Shylock Helms will give his answer, interrupted by the sponsor. You see Watson, when the villain.
Painless Joe will do your drilling.
I'm nervous when I turn the dial, I'm dizzy in the head. When it's time for in a stankum, I go underneath my bed.
Don't shoot me, Biggs and Stooley, as they put him through the mill.
I'll shoot you, I'll shoot you, seriously, I will. The girl he tries to take, and then we have a station break.
Come on, baby, come to me. Boing, boing, boing. This is Station C-O-D.
He's not breathing. But how can he? He's dead. He's dead? Why, this is a job for Superman, or Hopalong Cavity, or Jack Headstrong, the All-American Boy, or Jerry Lewis. But I don't scare easily, not me. I'm too frightened to be scared. I'll find the killer. I'll search the apartment. Aha! Just as I thought. Three shoes under the bed. Well, that's logical for a man with 3 feet. But I have it now, Inspector. I can name your killer for you. His name is...
Painless Joe will do you, darling.
My flesh begins to creep, and then my skin begins to crawl. You'd think I was a worm the way I wiggled down the hall.
I love a murder mystery upon the radio. I love it. I love it. I really love it so.
I love it when I'm listening late at night, and a murderer is stalking a heroine, and a hero is stalking a murderer, and a private eye is stalking a hero, and the cops are stalking a private eye, and they're coming in closer and closer, surely but closer and surely. They're coming out of the radio. Now they're stalking me. What have I done? I was only listening to the radio. Now they're throwing toothpaste at me. They're coming closer and closer. And I don't know the conjunctive moves of anyone that may be based on the fact that other people, they sustain their facts. Where else but the swindle? And certainly not the one in the field. I'm not well enough to know that anyone else may say I'm wrong. And I feel that I must stay here now. No one else will ever know the facts. I wish I was dead.
But I love her.
And you better run. was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living lives devoid of care, short of cash and long of men, they were dropouts from the great establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Their leader was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl with dope, sex, and music. He invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom, a happy world. Holy, holy, carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Holy yodely,
said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped him in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate. But the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, at not getting their money's worth. It's too bad he had to go, but there was pressure on me too, you know. It wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why, and what's the reason for? Nurse, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he died that night, but we just like to see a fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death. We just meant to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. No, you can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? And what's the reason for? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I was sure that he was well. Too bad for his wife and kids, his dad. If he was sick, you should have said. It wasn't me that made him fall. Nah, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why, and what's the reason for? Not me, says the gambling man, with his ticket stub still in his hand. It wasn't me that knocked him down. My hands never touched him none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. Wasn't me that made him fall. Nah, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why, and what's the reason for? Not me, said the boxing writer, pounding print on his old typewriter, saying boxing ain't to blame. There's just as much danger in a football game. Saying fist fighting is here to stay. It's just the old American way. Wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why, and what's the reason for? Not me, says the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door, where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yeah, it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, but destiny is God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why, and what's the reason for?
It was on one Sunday morning, just about 1 o'clock, children begin to cry, saying, Lord, we're gonna die. It was sad when they took him out of town. It was sad when they took him out of town. It was sad when they took him out of town. Though the killers are alive, they're accursed and despised. It was sad when they took him out of town. Before they kidnapped the children, they said, what can we do? They said, we'll get the first car through this drive-in that pulls through. Fate with its mighty hands showed Debbie and David they could not stand. It was sad when they took him out of town. It was sad when they took them out of town. Oh Lord, it was sad when they took them out of town. Though the killers are alive, they're accursed and despised. It was sad when they took them out of town.
My tender parents brought me up, provided for me well. And in the city of Lexington, they put me in the mill. 'Twas there I spied a fair young maid, on her I cast my eye. I asked her if she'd marry me, and she believed a lie. 3 weeks ago, last Saturday night, of course it was the day. The devil put it in my heart to take her sweet life away. I went up to her sister's house at 8 o'clock last night. I asked her if she'd take a walk a little ways with me. We walked along both side by side till we came to a silent place. I took a stick off from the fence and struck her in the face. She fell down on her bended knees and loud for mercy did cry. For heaven's sake, don't murder me, for I'm unprepared to die. He did not offend her mercy cry, but he struck her all the more. Still I saw the innocent blood appear that I could never restore. Then I run my hand through cold black hair for the cover of my sin. I drug her to the riverside and there I plunged her in. As I went down to my workshop, I met my servant John. He asked me why I looked so pale and yet so very worn. And what's the cause of all that blood upon your hands and clothes? The answer was that I replied from the bleeding of my nose. I lit my candle and went to my room and thought that I was dead. It seemed to me the flames of fire was burning in my breast. Young men, take warning from me, and if your sweetheart's true, don't ever let the devil get the upper hand on. you.
Evening, the snow was on the ground near home in North Carolina, where this murder he was found. His name was Charlie Lawson, and he had a loving wife, but we'll never know what caused him to take his family's life. And the little one did cry, "Please, Papa, won't you spare our lives? For it is so hard to die." But the raging man could not be stopped. He would not heed their call, but kept on firing fatal shots until he killed them all. That news was heard, it was a great surprise. He killed his children and his wife, and then he closed their eyes. Now farewell, kind friends and home, I'll see you all no more. Into my breast I'll fire one shot, then my troubles will be o'er. They did not carry him to jail, no lawyer did he pay, but he'll have his pride in another world on the final judgment day. They all were buried in a crowded grave while the angels watched above. Come home, my little one, to a land of peace and love.
Down south, my love lies sleeping, a lonely grave beneath the pine. How sadly I recall her memory. She was my own true love divine. Her flowing hair was bright and curly. Pale blue eyes were like the sky. Her lovely face was like an angel. Her sweet red lips were like a sigh. One night I found her with another. They didn't know I was around. In a blinding rage I drew my pistol. I killed them both and fled that town. Days I wander over across the sea in distant land. My heart was filled with grief and sadness. I could not cleanse my bloody hand. Oh, many years I've been a rover hair marks off the time. I'm going back to my old Southland to readjust that scent of mine. Bring on your prison straps of building. I'll go behind the prison bars. Turn on your electric chair so deadly. I'll meet my love up in the stars.
Lover. my shirt all straight from her throat as I saw my way toward Alice's room. Sam, is that you? Alice treacherously whispered as I slowly opened the door and stood in the darkness. I'm not Sam, but I am a butcher, I replied as I hacked off her head with a machete. Stepping out into the kitchen, I ate a sandwich, then headed upstairs to the second floor. I noticed a light on in the bathroom between the boys' and girls' bedroom. Kicking open the door, I saw Bobby Brady reading a porno mag. Don't you know I'm causing blindness, I sneered, as I ran my Black & Decker electric drill into each of his eyeballs. Blood started draining from his nostrils as I drilled three holes in the back of his skull. After shaving his head and painting it black, I removed it from his neck and placed it in a bowling bag. Dan and Cindy were fast asleep, dreaming of sweet and pure thoughts, all snug and secure in their nice middle-class home, where their bodies were riddled by a blast from my Thompson machine gun, which had particles of flesh spewing out in every direction. I turned around to see Greg Brady awakened by the pursuing fury of what had happened. As he took a step forward, I dropped the match to the gasoline-soaked carpet at his feet. I roasted Marshmallows as he writhed and paid in for a crisp. Peter stood paralyzed with fear as I pulled his tongue out with vice grips. I was quite amused as he started gagging on his own vocal cords. As flames enveloped the house, I made my way to the master bedroom. Carol Brady screamed as she awoke in time to see me stick an ice pick into my chest. A stream of blood spoiled in her face as she sank to her knees. I bashed her skull into the sledgehammer. Next week, we'll visit the Partridges.
Okay, well, what do you know? It's another week and time for the Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and guess what? Guess what we're doing today? That's right. Murder. Most Foul. Two reasons for this. One, I started out doing a crime show, but there was just so much good murder stuff that I decided that's the way to go. And number two, really, I have murder in my heart for both political parties as well as their damn supporters. And detractors. It's just gotten way out of hand. We still have 3 months to go yet, and I am just so sick of it. It actually caused me to literally, and I don't know if anybody's ever done this. They probably should, but I literally unfriended everybody in my Facebook page. Over 100 people. That's right. And that's the way it goes. I just can't deal with it anymore. A little extreme, maybe, but so far, it's a giant sigh of relief because it's just gotten so out of hand. I just can't deal with it anymore. So if you're one of the people I've unfriended, please don't take it personally. It's for my own sanity, not yours. So we started with The Police, Murder by Numbers, Jerry Lewis, I Love a Murder Mystery, Stackily Blues, maybe the original version of that song, not sure. That was Ma Rainey and her Georgia band from 1926. Red River Dave, The California Hippie Murders. That was 48 years ago this week sometime. Really put the kibosh on the hippie movement, I'll say that for it. And then Sebastian Cabot, Who Killed Davy Moore, covering Bob Dylan as only Sebastian Cabot could or would dare. Ed Love after that. The Killers, The Lexington Murder was Fields Ward. Cranford and Thompson gave us The Murder of the Lawson Family. And then Pee Wee Maddox and the Lazy River Boys. That was The Lover's Crime, followed by The Clash. I think that was just a single, but it may have been on an album. I don't know for sure. But that was Somebody Got Murdered. Yeah. And then we heard from Death Rage and The Brady Bunch Murders. How many of you have kind of fantasized about that? Show of hands. Yeah, a lot of you. Okay. All right. So as bad as murder is, I don't think it's as bad as the people who commit them. And that's kind of largely what the next set is about. We have a bunch of killers coming up. Please stay out of their way and realize that it's only music. Okay. I'll be back in a bit and we'll talk about it.
In your hand, hey Joe, I said, where are you going with that gun in your hand? All right, I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. Yeah, going down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. And I ain't too cool. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. You shot her down now. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your old lady down. You shot her down there. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know I caught her messing around town. Yes, I did, I shot her. You know I caught my old lady messing around town. And I gave her the gun, I shot her.
About to do. But it don't matter, I'm a dead man anyhow. This gun will buy back the pride they took from me, and also end this life of mine that's worthless now. By the time you tell the sheriff, it'll all be over. He'll find me at their big house on the hill. He'll find a note explaining why I killed us all. Now it's time to go, I've got someone to kill.
Why did you ever tell me that you loved me? When you knew that it was all a lie, I think that you deserve to, and I think I've got the nerve to make this the last day of your life. I'm gonna kill you. I think I'm gonna kill you. You told me you were just going to the store. Seems like a month of Sunday since you've been gone. I've been sitting here walking the floor. You'd better be prepared when you walk through that door, 'cause I'm gonna kill you. I think I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna close your cheating bedroom eyes. I'm gonna kill you. Simply gonna kill you.
I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. He was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up.
Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
Yes. Streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
he's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well that's a one big cat I just hate to fight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well it won't. The street, here the girlie mix says your name is Blouse.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When she walks down the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one-track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well he really catches up when the lights go down.
The Ripper,
at the time he starts his dirty shove around.
The Ripper, the Ripper.
When he walks down the street, if I get him, it says your name is Blonde. Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, a man will get the leather, yeah.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
With the streets of London can never save.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, let's take my advice.
The Ripper.
Walk the streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, if the girl he meets says your name is Blah, Blah.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper,
yeah.
He was sitting up there for more than an hour, way up there on the Texas Tower, shooting from the 27th floor.
Hey.
He
didn't choke or slash or slit them. Not our Charles Joseph Whitman. He won't be an architect no more. Got up that morning, calm and cool. He picked up his guns and walked to school. All the while he smiled so sweetly, and it blew their minds completely. They'd never seen an Eagle Scout so cruel. Now what you think of the shame and degradation for the school's administration? He put on such a bold and brassy show. The chancellor cried, "It's adolescent, and of course it's most unpleasant, but I gotta admit it was a lovely way to go." There was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain. He was sitting up there with his 36 Magnum, laughing wildly as he fagged him. Who are we to say the boy's insane? Now Charlie was awful disappointed. Elsie thought he was anointed to do a deed so low down and so mean. The students looked up from their classes, had to stop and rub their glasses. Who'd believe he'd once been a Marine? Now Charlie made the honor roll with ease. Most all of his grades was A's and B's. Rear rip snorting, trigger squeezer, Charlie proved a big crowd pleaser, though he had been known to make a couple of C's. Some were dying, some were weeping, some were studying, some were sleeping, some were shouting, "Texas number one!" Some were running, some were falling, some were screaming, some were bawling, some thought the revolution had begun. The doctors tore his poor brain down, but not a snitch of illness could be found. Most folks couldn't figure just why he did it, and them that could would not admit it. There's still a lot of Eagle Scouts around. There was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain. He was sitting up there with his 36 Magnum, laughing wildly as he bagged him. Who are we to say the boy's in? Who are we to say the boy's in? Who are we to say the boy's insane?
The wind blows sharp as the dark settles down on the streets of Boston town. And the nerves are taut as the strings are hard, and they jump at every sound. Women hurry and lock their doors, and their hearts begin to pound. They know the stranglers on the prowl, and another body's been found. 13 women who lived all alone, 13 women dead, 13 murders still unsolved, and the city's filled with dread. Terror mounts as the months go by, and the strangler still goes free. He leaves his clues like a signature to prove his identity. Not since the Ripper roamed the streets has the tension been so great. 13 bodies wrapped in sheets, cause a wave of fear and hate. 13 women who lived alone, 13 women dead, 13 murders still unsolved, and the city's filled. In obscene poses, he left his dead, and then he panicked and fled. On what strange fruit does this monster feed? What herb lives in his head? The killer found just a simple man, but his eyes are cold and still. Who would think to ask what's behind that mask that would make him kill and kill? 13 women who lived all alone, 13 women dead, 13 murders still unsolved, and the city's filled with dread.
With long years and a death row cell, six floors above eternal hell, no one knows his tortured mind, the way he's lived to die time, the way he's lived to die time. The world has come to know your name, but they don't live your burning pain. You fought to live and now you wait. Chessman, what will be your fate? Chessman, what will be your fate? Where does your head and power lie? Each time they say that you must die, you seem to fear, yet know that you will see the morning sun come through. We'll see the morning sun come through. You live your life in constant fear, afraid tomorrow won't be here. You've done your best and now you wait. Chessman, what will be your fate? Chessman, what will be your fate? And if this new law doesn't pass, are these numbered days your last? What will be the answer then that could save your life again? That could save your life again. Many men have lived and cried. Many men have fought and died. Some with fear and some with hate. Chessman, what will be your fate? Chessman, what will be your fate? Thank you.
father was a drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things rotting fast in their sleep. All the dead, 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd killed 10,000 people with a slight of his hand, running far, running fast to the dead. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips, quiet hands, quiet kiss on the moon. Behavior, I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
Strapping
we've decided not to do songs that we don't know. So here's another one about Wisconsin. This is about a little cannibal from down the road.
Dahmer's dead, Dahmer's dead, a broomstick bash upside his head. Dahmer's dead, Dahmer's dead, a broomstick bash upside his head. Upside his head, upside his head, bloody broomstick, Dahmer is dead. Am I supposed to feel outrage? Am I supposed to feel sorrow? Jeffrey Dahmer has no bright tomorrow. Dahmer's dead, Dahmer's dead, a broomstick bash upside his head. Dahmer bled, Dahmer fell dead, bloody broomstick, Dahmer is dead. Long live the broomstick upside his head. Long live the broomstick. Dahmer is dead.
All right, you can come out now. They're gone. We chased them away. We started that set with Billy Roberts from 1962, what apparently is the original version of Hey Joe, which you'll notice, if that's true, then Hendrix really ripped it right off. But there was some controversy about who actually wrote that song, who did it first. So look it up in Wikipedia if you have a mind to, bearing in mind that you need to take it with a grain of salt. Johnny Paycheck after that, I've Got Someone to Kill, followed by Win Stewart, I'm Gonna Kill You. And then we got into the murderer section. We started with Eddie Nowak, the original version of Psycho. Jack the Ripper was Screaming Lord Sutch and His Savages. Jack the Ripper, of course, you know all about him. We heard from Kinky Friedman, the Ballad of Charles Whitman. That was 50 years ago, yesterday, August 1st. Or as I'm sitting here, it's tomorrow. So you wonder why I'm so screwed up? I can't keep my days straight. Let's see. The Boston Strangler was Johnny Legend. Actually, it was Albert DeSalvo. And he paralyzed the city of Boston all by himself for like 18 months. From June of 62 to January of 64. We heard from a guy named Johnny Mathis. No, not that one, but another one. That was the story of Carol Chessman, who a lot of people think should not have been executed. It's a moot point. Sufjan Stevens after that, John Wayne Gacy, who was the killer clown, killed at least 33 young men, 25 of which were under the age of 20, and God knows how many others buried him in the backyard and under his house. Really, it's a scary individual. But not as scary as Ted Bundy. That was Des Rohr or De Rohr. I don't know. Ted Bundy was a ladies' man. Ted is kind of the reigning champ. He didn't even know how many he killed. Estimates range up to about 150, and nobody's really sure. And nobody will ever know for sure because he was executed in 1973. There are at least 28 that they are dead sure about that he was able to remember. We heard from the Cranberries, I Just Shot John Lennon. Anybody who has seen the picture of John signing the autograph for his assassin gets a chill up their spines. And then we finished it off with Dahmer's Dead from the Violent Femmes, a little live piece, bringing it on home. Got two more for you, kind of on the amusing side. I would just say this, don't kill anybody and stay out of trouble, all right? And get off of Facebook.
Their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land. It started with Over the Rainbow, for that we should be hung. You'd never recognize it as a song that Judy sung. Then we murdered Baby It's Cold Outside, and sure caused quite a fuss. For that crime we had little Junie Carter helping us. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes and amputate their moons and tunes, sing their songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land.
Well, the Battle of Old New Orleans may go down in history, but the Battle of Cucamonga was our best atrocity. And then we sunk the Bismarck in our own way, that's a fact. Now the rider of it bought a gun, don't tell him where we're at.
That doggy in the winter, we hound-dogged him real good. And poor old Elijah, we set fire to his wood. Take warning, you songwriters, from New York to Nashville. We're scouring all the latest hits for a brand new song to kill.
We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moods and tunes, sing their songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land.
I'll be killing you this Christmas. 'Tis the season you must die. There's no way that you'll miss this. A bushmaster's on my wish list. My right to bear arms you cannot deny. I'll be shooting folks this Christmas, but there's no need to be worried or alarmed. What's wrong with a handgun when everybody has one? Which is why we all need to be armed. That's right, I'm armed and dangerous this Christmas. It's an oxymoron, I know how it sounds, but you won't pry my fingers from it. My precious Second Amendment guarantees a clip that holds 100 rounds. Santa's packing heat this Christmas. In your school, your church, and your department store, the evidence is hazy. Background checks can't kill a crazy. We need firepower that can win a war. And so I'll be wasting you this Christmas. And the NRA, they lobby, so it's so. I love our great nation. The real world is my PlayStation. I'll blow you away beneath the mistletoe.